This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here. You can bring up whatever you want to discuss. All you have to do is dial in toll free. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. That's free like freedom. 855-450-3733. You can also call us through our new Matrix chat server, which you can access through chat.lrn.fm. That's where you'll get full step-by-step instructions on how to do that. So please do, when you get a chance, go there and join us. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And nobody.
And Chris.
All right, so the presidential candidate came through Keene today. Joe Jorgensen was here earlier today doing a campaign stop at Keene's Central Square. For those that don't know, we are doing the show from New Hampshire. Keene is the little city, if you even want to call it a city. It's technically called a city.
Do we have any cities in New Hampshire?
Well, define city. Cause
a million people?
10 of them.
Yeah, in New Hampshire. Okay, a million people, no. You're talking about a metropolis or whatever, right? Like a million people is bigger than a city, right?
Yeah, I think a small city constitutes like 100,000 people is
that would
sometimes,
be Manchester.
Sometimes, yeah.
So that would
I
be
think Manchester might be a small city at most.
Yeah, Nashua's got about 75,000. I would say Nashua's a city.
I think that's smaller than what most people would consider
Keene
a city.
Is 20,000. 23,000.
That's barely a town.
The funny thing is, in New Hampshire,
legally it's a city.
That's the thing, though, right?
Well, so that's like, definition.
There's the idea of what a person thinks of when they hear city, and then there's the legal definition of city. They're two different ideas.
Well, and the legal definition in New Hampshire is arbitrary. It's just whatever they decide. It's not like a number of people or
that's
anything
correct.
Of that nature.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with numbers. It has to do with the political structure. That's all it means, really. And so there's actually a couple of towns in New Hampshire that have populations greater than Keene, which is a city. So there's a town that's got 30,000 people.
Yeah.
It's a town.
Yeah.
Mm. Keene's got 23,000. It's a city. So it doesn't have anything to do with...
And, of course, these things were designated also, you know, hundreds of years ago when the populations were somewhat different.
This is true.
You know, I don't know that... I don't know that Keene ever had... You know, I mean, Keene's always been, like, I think, a larger town for... Or, I don't know if a larger town's it's not been a village, is what I'm trying to say. And New Hampshire has had basically towns.
It's
so.
The biggest populated area in southwest New Hampshire.
I mean,
and Jo Jorgensen came through here today. She's the presidential candidate for the Libertarian Party. We thought she was going to come in and do the show with us last night, but I guess that wasn't what was planned. You know, things get changed around, schedules get changed. There's always a lot of places vying. Sorry?
I said phone calls don't get made.
No, this was an email thing that got set up, and there was definitely some emails that went back and forth, and they didn't tell me they weren't coming, but it wasn't, I guess, a 100% thing. So I didn't announce it, right? Like, I didn't promote that she was going to be here, and turns out she didn't. But, you know, she certainly got an open invitation to come back on Free Talk Live. She showed up at Keene Central Square today. Daryl W. Perry, former co-host here on Free Talk Live, was there. He's also the Libertarian gubernatorial candidate here for the Libertarian Party in New Hampshire. So he gave a speech, and then I think at that point, well, I didn't see him. I was a little bit late to it. But when I got there, Joe Jorgensen was on stage, and she was taking questions from the audience, which I would say was at least 3 or 4 dozen strong. From what I heard, the official number was 66 at some point during the event, which was rainy. So, you know, to have that many people out was
good. I was going to say this is outdoors, so it's not like, you know.
There was no protection from the rain.
As soon as the rain starts coming, it decimates numbers.
Yeah. And
so
in this case,
you're saying there would have been 600?
No.
I don't know how many people would have showed, but it probably would have been more than what showed.
He's using the other definition of decimate.
Oh, okay.
You're talking about the definition where it means one-tenth of?
Yeah. Decimate means to reduce to one-tenth of.
Yeah.
So, like, you kill 9 out of 10 if you decimate the city.
I was using the word liberally.
Yes. And so it looked to me like, as far as just what I thought of her presentation and all that, She's definitely better than Gary Johnson. There's, like, no doubt she's a better libertarian, I think, than Gary Johnson.
But he wasn't hard to beat.
No, he wasn't hard to beat.
Yeah. I will never understand why everybody hates him.
I don't hate him.
Oh, he made one comment I didn't like once.
Whoa, did I say I hated him? Did I say I hated him?
No, but it's
he's very nice, actually. He sat in that very same chair as you, Nobody. Okay. And he's a very nice man and very friendly and great to interview. And he wasn't terrible. He just wasn't that libertarian on a lot of things. It doesn't mean I hate him. I just don't think he should have been the presidential candidate. That's all.
Okay.
You know, I think the libertarian. Yeah. You and I disagree on this, yeah. and it's fine. We'll keep having this disagreement. Mm-hmm. But when I got into the Libertarian Party, mm-hmm. the presidential candidate was a guy named Harry Brown, and Harry Brown was a very principled libertarian. Mm-hmm. Harry Brown knew that he wasn't going to win the election. He was getting the ideas of liberty out there mm-hmm. in a very principled way. You know, he was talking about taking a wrecking ball to the IRS building and then selling off the rubble as, like, mementos, basically, to people who wanted to sort of have a piece of history, basically, buy the rubble of the IRS building.
Yeah.
You know, and Joe Jorgensen is closer to Harry Brown as a libertarian than she is to Gary Johnson as a libertarian.
That's, you see, to me, that's just a difference in, maybe... She's slightly less realistic in what she might be able to accomplish in 4 years, which is fine because she's not going to
totally
get elected
unrealistic.
Either.
She thinks she's going to fix things. I actually talked to her after she got off stage. I wasn't going to ask the question because I figured it would be more important for people who had never talked to her before to ask questions. But when she was off and after she talked to everybody, I was still around. They brought her up to me, and I guess her campaign staff recognized me, and I didn't recognize them. They all had masks on with the exception of Joe Jorgensen, which was disturbing. That's a whole other aspect to the story. But then I actually asked her a follow-up question because when we had her interviewed here on Free Talk Live, I think it was probably like a month or so ago, she was pretty good on almost all the questions that I asked her, with the exception of secession. I asked her about secession, if like New Hampshire or California or whoever were to secede and Joe Jorgensen were president, you know, what would you do?
If that's the only objection, what is she saying? Secession, I'm not... That sounds like a pretty good candidate.
Well, that's what I said. She's definitely the best candidate they've had in the last 19 or so years.
Yeah, I didn't like Barr at all. He was awful.
He was the worst.
What exactly did she say about secession?
I can't remember exactly, but essentially she dodged the question. She didn't really have an answer. And to be fair, she'd probably never been asked the question before. So it was probably an unusual...
And
dodging is sometimes the best thing you can do.
In some sense, it's kind of a weird question because it's not something I think anybody anticipates who's asking the question for the immediate future anyway. I mean, it's just not
It's
realistic,
a fantasy question.
It is a fantasy question. So it's like one of those things.
But a lot
where,
of libertarian stuff is fantasy stuff, like ending the war on drugs.
Sure.
That's not going to happen next year either.
Well, it's true, but there's a more realistic component in that there's something that can be done, right? And
I would say both.
As succession goes, well, I mean, what can we accomplish in that area right now in the next 4 years or whatever?
What could we accomplish
or
on
2 years?
It just depends on who gets elected. If somebody who are actual secessionists got elected, let's say Aria, our co-host.
You think there would be a difference if Aria got elected?
Aria would keep the feds from coming into Cheshire County and she'd arrest them.
I think that Aria would find that there's an ancient rule of theology is that God favors large armies.
Maybe so. That's what she said. She would do, and I believe she would make her best effort to do that.
I think she would try. It's just she would be a thin red paste when she was done trying.
I would support her in doing that.
I think she's ready to try that.
I just don't think that realistically, because you say you're going to do things, at the end of the day, that's what's going to happen, and I think we're all on the same page of that. But I don't know that that really furthers us along towards succession. On the other hand, I don't think the drug war, you know, at least in New Hampshire
and
some states.
In the next 4 years. You're not going to end the war on drugs,
but certainly you can inch away at it and reduce the amount of danger that's coming from it. I don't know how you could do that realistically in even a small way with the succession.
It's a succession.
Succession.
it just depends on who gets elected, okay? So if all of a sudden a bunch of libertarians roll into the state house, then you can end the war on drugs and you can secede all in the same, you know, two-year time frame. But the odds that that are going to happen are very, very slim.
Right. And I think that's kind of the
people
the point.
Don't want it's, freedom. They nobody, don't care about it.
Nobody expects well, there
people,
to be...
Some people want freedom, definitely.
Nobody, most of them
I don't think anybody actually
not all of them.
Expects that we are going to get enough people elected, you know, libertarians, actual libertarians.
Right. So it's all unrealistic. There's more coming up. Here. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450, free like freedom.
News from news.bitcoin.com. DocumentLeaks shows trillions of dollars of illegal activity by major banks. Alibaba files more blockchain patents than any other company in 2020. MicroStrategy, a publicly traded company, bought $175 million worth of Bitcoin last week. As little as two-thirds of Bitcoins will ever circulate. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com. Did you know you can support freedom of speech just by visiting shop.freetalklive.com? You'll see links to Walmart, LoveJava, Newegg, and more. Every day, Free Talk Live is at the forefront of the liberty movement as the biggest liberty-oriented talk show in the world, giving you a platform to be heard on any topic. Get listener-only specials without doing anything other than an extra click. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. Use the links and buy what you'd be buying anyway. Take action now. Save and support freedom. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. It's shop.freetalklive.com.
Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021. We'll see you at forkfest.party.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in. toll-free number here if you want to join us is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can also call on our Matrix server. There's a new server that we have for chat. If you haven't set up an account yet, just go to chat.lrn.fm. You can walk through the steps there and jump in there. And then if you call us through that server, and there's instructions on how to do that at chat.lrn.fm, if you call through that server, you will sound way better than if you call on the phone. But that's where we're going to go coming up here. We actually have a call coming in from across the time zones, across the days. It's actually tomorrow morning, where Dave is calling in from Saipan. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. How you doing?
Huh. I'm doing very well. Thank you very much. Thought I'd check up on you guys, give you a little bit of an update on how things are out here in the far-flung reaches of the American Empire.
Yeah, please. Would love to hear about it. For our listeners that aren't familiar, our co-host Mark Edge moved out there earlier this year and became a Saipan resident out that way. He's expected to go back out sometime this December, I think. So we may end up bringing back the Marianas edition of Free Talk Live at that time. And Dave, you were one of the co-hosts of that show at the time. So, yeah, what's going on out there?
Well, you know, they're still trying to, you know, do the whole COVID thing here. You know, every time somebody on Guam dies, you know, who's 75 years old with other conditions, they tack on the COVID thing because they want, you know, they want to get the federal money.
And they're getting a lot of federal money from what I understand, right? There's a bunch of taxpayer dollars that are being funneled into the islands, and they're putting up, as I understand it, they've put up, like, FEMA camps, basically, where people who are trying to travel there or move there actually have to be into a forced quarantine for 2 weeks. Is that still going on?
Well, I wouldn't call it a, quote, FEMA camp because that kind of, you know, brings up images of
FEMA
and things like that. But, no, I mean, I think what they're doing, they're using the Canoa Resort, which is one of the hotels out here, as the quarantine facility. Guam, I'm not really sure exactly what's going on in Guam, but it's a lot worse over there.
Isn't it true, though, that it's FEMA who's actually administering this program, that they're either cutting the checks or actually running the quarantine?
Yeah, there's that. I do believe, FEMA is doling out the money, but then they're giving a lot of the money to the local government to dole out. Like, for example, there's that PUA payment, which I think is like a pandemic unemployment assistance.
Mm.
And there's a lot of people here in Saipan who are angry because the my government is like holding that money back and not giving the people their money on time, and it's basically the local government is taking an interest-free loan from the people who actually need the money. I got a friend of mine, I'm not going to say his name, but a friend of mine is actively pursuing suing the government over that.
Oh, excellent.
Right now. Yeah, and I'm fully behind him, and then we're also looking at a couple other challenges. It's like, as of yesterday, in the Mariana Variety, we've had 79 positive cases on the island and two deaths in 6 months. And the two people who died, one of them was like 77 years old, and he was on kidney dialysis. And the other person who died was like 70, was a lifelong chain smoker, had diabetes, had heart disease. And it's just ridiculous.
So it sounds like you're not going to have to slaughter and eat the men anytime soon.
It sounds like a lot of people have been infected there. Is that, what's the population on the island again? Maybe it's bigger than I was thinking.
55,000.
Well, 55,000. Okay, so it's a little bit smaller than Cheshire County.
I would say it's closer to 44,000.
Okay.
And so we got 44,000 people, and they have this, like, tally every day in the paper, like, you know, I don't know, like it's the Hunger Games, you know, and so the cannon goes off every time somebody on farm, you know, 96-year-old man with pre-existing conditions dies of COVID, you know,
right.
Like literally it's that they won't even publish my comments in the Marianas Variety anymore.
Really? The news media there, is that one of the two local papers, the Variety?
We got the Saipan Tribune and the Marianas Variety, and the, you know,
and are they both like old, totally fallen in line with the state COVID craze, COVID crackdown kind of editorial viewpoints?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Also, tell me about what it's like on the streets there, because like here in Keene, New Hampshire, which is sort mm-hmm. of the lefty side of New Hampshire, both, you know, physically and politically, there's a lot of lefties out here. There's a lot of mask compliance. Plus, there's actually an ordinance here mandating people wear masks in restaurants. I won't do it.
I was the only person in Walmart today that didn't have a mask on. Yeah.
So there's tremendous compliance. What's it like there?
It's hit and miss. It's kind of like I've seen some people getting their businesses shut down by the COVID task force. You know, for that thing, but it's kind of been selective enforcement.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like
you. You know, and then it depends on where you go. Like there's a lot of places I go, they don't even, you know, they kind of like just give you a wink if you don't have a mask. And mm-hmm. I usually sit outside because I smoke cigars, so I don't really have a problem. But going into the restaurants, I refuse to give my real name. Yesterday, I went to Ron Jeremy. And
hold on. They're collecting names. Are they also asking for phone numbers?
Yep.
Are they kicking ass?
You know, like I usually tell them, like, you know, I'm Joseph Goebbels, or, you know, like Edward said, I'm going through every male porn star name I can think of.
That's funny.
Like, you know,
are you
every once in a while, Ellen? Yeah, I like to use Eleanor Roosevelt. That always. Yeah.
Are they asking you that around here? I've never heard of that.
No, it's just I use that when people randomly ask me my name, and it's none of their damn business. I'm Eleanor Roosevelt.
Yeah, I haven't heard anybody ask for a name or phone number at any of the restaurants.
What I'm told is they do that in Vermont. That's a policy that they do that in Vermont. And maybe there are some places in New Hampshire that do, but I have not heard about that happening.
I go to a lot of places in Keene, and I haven't seen it.
Seymour Butts.
Well, a good telephone number to use is 875309.
Yeah, and then everybody who's over the age of 35 should know that you're not telling them the truth.
Yeah,
in that case.
What's hilarious is, like, there was a recent article in the Saipan Tribune where it was like, you know, the governor was, you know, lamenting at how people aren't taking this seriously, and some guy even went as signed his name as Genghis Khan, and I'm thinking, that should be. Yeah,
that's fantastic. Yeah, that's, is there a mask mandate in place on the islands, Saipan?
There isn't, like, walking out in the streets, but, like, you go into the store, and, you know, like, there's a restaurant that me and Alex go to all the time, and they kind of got a warning from the COVID task force, but the owner's, like, really cool, and he's like, you know, so for him, I'll wear the mask when I go in.
I won't do it.
Kind of like... But, no, I'll do it for him because he asked me nicely.
Dave, I want to say thanks, man. I really appreciate hearing from you. Thanks for giving us a Saipan update today.
Yeah.
And we got more coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now, with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then, install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the value soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump is at Walter Reed Medical Center, and he'll be there for the next few days. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany saying the visit is out of abundance of caution and that the president remains in good spirits and has mild symptoms. Lawmakers still reacting to the news of President Trump's diagnosis. Georgia Republican Congressman Doug Collins wishing the president and first lady well.
Well, the first thing is that his prayers for the president and first lady, and just to get better. And look, every precaution in the world could have been taken for them not to get it, but now they have it. Let's just get them better and in a little bit get them back out on the campaign trail.
Six counties in North Dakota are being declared a major disaster due to a summer storm. The request made in August was granted today. The storm hit with high winds and hail, dumping up to 8 inches of rain. Damages top over $5 million. This is USA Radio News. With more on the politics behind President Trump testing positive for coronavirus, here's USA Radio Network's Val Dior.
The president is now under quarantine with the first lady and has canceled all public events, yet is expected to rally and communicate with his supporters virtually. Vice President Mike Pence is the first in line should the president become too ill to remain in office, followed by the Speaker of the House, Democrat Nancy Pelosi, and then the president pro tem of the Senate, Republican Chuck Grassley.
White House chief economist Larry Kudlow says he doesn't believe the president testing positive for the coronavirus will have a lasting impact on the economy.
I am told it's a rather light case. He will be following doctor's orders, Dr. Sean Conley, who's the best in the business.
Kudlow also telling reporters that they're getting task assignments from Chief of Staff Mark Meadows that are coming down from the president. Kudlow also saying he was tested and was negative. Wall Street ending the week on a down note. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You're invited here if you want to join us. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Bitcoin.com, plenty of features there for you to get into the world of cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. You can go to Bitcoin.com, get started there, and learn the basics about crypto. And then if you aren't, you know, in need of the basics, you can just go and get the latest news headlines. Just go to their news site at news.bitcoin.com. They've always got the latest on the world of cryptocurrency there at news.bitcoin.com. Lots of great free features on that site. And you can also buy Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash through the site at bitcoin.com. It's Ian, Nobody, and Chris in the studio here tonight. We just got an update from Saipan. Dave, former co-host here on the show, called in tonight. Hadn't heard what was going on down there in any great detail in quite a while. And it sounds like they're having similar issues as the rest of us with government crackdowns and government mandates and such.
So tragic. They have lost a tiny fraction of a percentage of their geriatric population in this catastrophe. And yeah. I don't know how they're going to recover.
Yeah. I mean, really what they need to recover from is the loss to tourism, because now their number one, you know, import, tourists, is gone at this point. So that's really where the damage is coming in places like that. Of course, if you want to comment on whatever you want, you can here. So I was talking earlier about Jo Jorgensen, the Libertarian presidential candidate, and her visit here to Keene today, and just sort of, you know, giving a general review as somebody who's has watched a lot of these Libertarian presidential candidates over the year. I would say she's the best candidate the Libertarian Party has had since the year 2000. So after the Harry Brown campaign, I liked Michael Badnarik in 2004. I thought he was decent. He definitely was, you know, not near as good as Harry Brown was. But what I really liked about Michael Badnarik was that he was willing to do civil disobedience.
Oh, wow.
So he actually still, I'd say, has a bunch of points over Jo Jorgensen for just that single reason alone, where he actually showed up to, and along with the, I believe it was David Cobb from the Green Party presidential candidate, and Badnarik, the Libertarian, showed up at one of the presidential debates and tried to get in and got arrested. Basically, you know, I don't think they got anywhere near the stage, but essentially they tried to get up on the stage and got arrested for it. I think their charges ended up being dropped, so they never ended up, you know, getting convicted or anything like that. They just wanted to arrest them to get them out, right, to take them away.
It would certainly be nice to have, I mean, what I'd like to see him show up with 100 armed militiamen.
Ooh.
And say, you're guilty of treason. You are rigging this election,
right,
by excluding important voices from it, and basically, okay, you kill people all the time. Why shouldn't we whack a few of you?
So I actually brought this up. I brought this up to Jo Jorgensen today.
Uh-huh.
Like, oh, what happened back when? You know, this was a really good idea. I thought it was great. And their response was, well, it's private property, and we're libertarians, so we wouldn't do something like that. What would you say to that?
Well, first I'd find out whether it was really private property, because a lot of things that people think are private property aren't, like...
Yeah, if it was on a college campus or something.
Yeah,
like
yeah. So that would be, that would be my first thing. You know, I don't know. As far as I'm concerned, you know, they're collaborating with the enemy because the enemy is rigging the election,
right,
and everybody sees them doing it, and nobody seems to care. Nobody does care.
So it looks like the second presidential debate this year is expected to be at a Adrian Arst Center for the Performing Arts in Miami. A former Sears department store, so that may be private property in that case. But the third one is going to be at a university. But either way, my argument would be very similar, Nobody, and that is that, well, you know, there's a lot of these businesses that are private property, but they're being told what to do by the government. In this case, being taken over by government debates. And their response to that was that, oh, well, the Commission on Presidential Debates isn't the government. It's private.
Well, it is part of the government, though. It's part of the deep state. It's part of that point of cooperation between the Republican Party, right, the Democratic Party, and the media.
That's who runs the Commission on Presidential.
Conspiracy, yep, in order to keep all power in the hands of Republicans and Democrats.
Well, is it a conspiracy if it's out, if it's done out in the open?
It's a conspiracy in that, I don't know. You'd have to ask the dictionary.
Yeah, they
about
definitely
that,
did conspire at some point, though. I think you're right.
It seems almost, I think the real question is it funded? Is it funded or is it not funded by public?
It's funded by the Commission on Presidential Debates.
But is that funded by government money or is that funded by...
Well, if you pay a bunch of politicians and then they use their money to put together a private company, is that funded by government money?
And the other thing,
if they're being paid with tax dollars?
Okay, in that case, is it anything that is paid for by the government with tax dollars, does that become government?
That's a good question.
Another thing,
I think it's hard to argue that. I think
I think it's easier the more money the people get. So if your budget, if you're a private business person,
yeah,
and you get 10% of your business from the government, it'd be hard to argue that you're a government tool. Mm. But if you're getting 70% of your business,
I would say you're a government tool, probably even at 10%. But I don't necessarily know that.
Well, then what are you?
I would
70%?
Say that if you're engaged in a conspiracy,
if you're at 70%, you're probably government. You're a university of some kind, and most of your money's coming from government.
I would say that if you're engaged in a conspiracy to enslave the entire nation, I have every right to shoot you in the face, much less invade your little debate.
That might be.
So if you don't like it, sunshine. Yeah, I mean, go someplace.
There is probably something to be said about self-defense, I think, in that they are arguing for and acting on violence.
Basically, so. The Commission on Presidential Debates is the Republicans and Democrats
forming
a club to keep everybody else out. Now, whether they're deep state or not, I don't know what the difference is. They're people who are statists.
Deep state is the part of the state that is hidden that prevents anything from changing. They are hidden to most people. Most people think the League of Women Voters or something is doing it.
Maybe, but I mean, to anybody who wants to.
The League of Women Voters literally quit doing the debates because they said it was a joke if we only include two candidates.
Sure. I don't know if I'm going to agree that if somebody is not willing to actually take a moment to look into something, that it's actually hidden. I mean, it's not a hidden secret who runs these debates. It's them. It's the Republicans and Democrats. And I think saying
that it is hidden that they absolutely, positively will never let anybody who isn't a Republican or Democrat in. That's not something they say publicly.
I don't know.
As a matter of fact, they lie. They lie every year by publishing a statistic on you have to get this percentage, like this year it's 15%, on polls that don't even include you as an option in order to get 10%? Into the debate.
No, I guess it was 15%.
Yeah, and of course, you're not even going to get 10% on a vote on a poll where you're not even an option.
I feel like this is the wrong issue to be even discussing. It's a matter of them using violence, advocating, and then actually committing the violent acts against us, the population.
What do you mean that's the wrong issue to discuss? We were talking about the presidential candidates led to a conversation.
It doesn't really matter how it comes about. The point is that they are organizing to use violence to achieve their social and political objectives.
Well, of course
they are. To me is wrong. And that in and of itself is justification for, defending yourself against them.
Sure.
It's wrong in that perspective. You don't need to, even argue over how it comes about or, whether it's funded by government or, any of those other questions.
Well, we were talking about whether or not what I was giving you was what the Joe Jorgensen campaign officially was saying
in regards to why
they wouldn't, bum rush the stage at one of these debates.
Yeah,
what we were talking about. It's not the same as self-defense.
I would agree. I just don't know that's the question that I would have, wanted to be debating, I guess.
Well, they weren't actually planning on debating the question because if they had a chance to debate at all, the question would be moot.
Yeah, I was just asking a question.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was bringing up an idea to see what they would say about it.
Yeah, sure,
and
sure.
And they're not interested in trying to get into the debates way. They're they're begging to get into the debates, but they're not willing to actually stand up and try to get into the debates.
Right.
Which is
I think it would be great if somebody found a way to sabotage the debate and prevent it from happening.
Sure.
Call it a bomb threat. Do something.
Well, I don't know if I'd recommend that. More coming
Silver
up.
Has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit FifthSeasonFinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit FifthSeasonFinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness, and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day 30-day money-back guarantee. See our greats in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. We invite you to join us here if you want to talk about whatever's on your mind. You're welcome to call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we also have the Matrix chat server where you can go to chat.lrn.fm and you'll get step-by-step instructions on how to get interactive there with other Free Talk Live listeners, of which there are now, I think, dozens. Let's check and see here how many people.
There's only dozens of Free Talk Live listeners?
In the chat, sir. I think we've got a lot more. We're actually about to crack 100 in the on-air now channel.
Yeah, so I was going to say it's a pretty good start.
We're almost there. And you, of course, have your own channel now, Nobody. You've got Nobody Tells the Truth.
Indeed.
And I believe
that's Freedom, coming up at 10:30.
That's right. And Freedom Decrypted also has its own channel there.
Absolutely.
Which is pretty cool. And that's one of the things I really like about this Matrix server as compared to the former setup that we had, which was a very centrally managed system where only the administrators could create channels. On this server, anybody who wants to create a channel can do that. Whether anyone wants to join your channel is a whole other question. So there's a nice variety of options there.
I like the Matrix setup, yep. And I like the fact that we created, not only are we using Matrix now for Freedom Decrypted, but we're using the LRN Matrix server, which has a lot of other people. So now you actually have people actually in the room there and chatting with each other.
That helps.
It's so much better. The same thing happened when we set up a Telegram, group as well for Freedom Decrypted. But it's like if you're on a server and nobody else is on it,
there's the point.
Yeah. So I think it's been a really good solution to the problem.
I agree. We're going to continue with your calls and thoughts, and then coming up, we got other stuff in the news to talk about. A woman has set herself on fire, and anytime, as I was saying, anytime somebody self-immolates, I want to know what that story is.
Yeah, yikes.
Like that's the most serious form of protest anyone could engage in. So I'm going to pay attention.
Yeah.
You set yourself on fire, your message is getting out, at least on this show.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely agree on that.
See what that's about coming up here in moments.
When you're on fire, people get out your way.
Let's go to Andrew in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Andrew.
Yeah, thanks, guys. I went to a GOP watch party for the debate. And
Oh, it sounds awful.
Well, you're going to be mad at me, but I'm definitely voting Trump. And
I'm not mad at you. It doesn't matter.
No.
It's not like it matters one iota.
Yeah, I kind of laughed when somebody was telling me how bad Trump was this afternoon on the other side of the equation. It's like, doesn't really make any difference. It's like they just have this unrealistic expectation of
it was
everything.
Dumb, the whole debate.
I mean, so are you, I know that this last year Trump signed the largest single budget in all of human history. Mm. Are you hoping that he will be able to outdo that performance and maybe jack another 10% of your life from
you? Why are you voting Trump?
Well, that's a great nobody? That's a great point.
Yeah.
But baby boomers have 12 times the wealth of millennials. And if the Republicans I trust, that they might actually, at least there's a possibility they would cut Medicare and Social Security.
You know the Republicans were in charge, right, for six years during the Bush administration?
They didn't repeal a single unconstitutional gun law.
They didn't repeal Medicaid. They didn't repeal Social Security. They didn't repeal any of those things that you're talking about.
This is the thing, though, about the liberal media. If anything of that happens, they're going to riot. They're going to riot. Like I told
them, riot.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Already rioting.
Wait a minute. Are you saying that the Republicans didn't cut government when they were in charge because they were worried the media was going to riot?
Say they can't because there'll be riots. But there's riots already, so they're going to. The possibility is there for them to do it.
So you're saying that the reason why they wouldn't do what they said they were, you know, all about, which is smaller government, they did absolutely nothing to make the government smaller and, in fact, made it larger during the Bush administration. You're saying the reason they did that was because they were afraid of riots?
If we have to burn some stuff,
ridiculous.
If you look at the 2000 inauguration of Bush, they threw eggs. They rioted during that.
Eggs? That's how my God. We can't have eggs.
Somebody panic.
I really have to wonder. Do you listen to yourself? I mean, I am just amazed at people on the left and the right. And, like, do you listen to what you're saying?
Yeah, the excuses are ridiculous, dude.
I voted for Gary Johnson 2012, but I can't vote for this Joe Jurgensen if she's going to bend over for the left in this Black Lives Matter nonsense.
Wait, so are you saying that because she doesn't think that black people should be murdered in the street, somehow that's a reason? How many black people a year do you think they should kill in the street?
You're talking about other black people, which is not over 90 to 95.
I don't care. No. How many do you think should be murdered by police? Because how many are murdered by private crime is not a question for government.
It's the Democrat Party that destroyed the black. If I was racist, I would vote Democrat Party.
You might want to think about that then.
I don't think there's any difference between the Republicans and the Democrats as far as racism.
So you actually think that you. So does somebody have to come out and say black lives do not matter in order to get your vote?
Black lives don't matter to Black Lives Matter. If they did, they'd be protesting.
Well, no, I'm asking about you. Does somebody have to come out and say, I approve of executing black people in the street for nothing in order to get your vote? Is that what it takes to get you on board?
You're not backing your statement up with facts, dude.
He's asking
I'm asking a question, that's why.
Let me ask you one question.
No, I just asked you a question. Why don't you give me an answer?
You want? Yeah, you're very emotional. You must have been a former Democrat.
No. Oh, I'm irritated. No, actually, men get enraged when you try to enslave them. Try being a man and see what happens.
First of all, nobody. 600,000 people died in the Civil War to end slavery. That was.
That's not why they died.
What?
That's not why they died. The Civil War, okay. You know, slavery was a factor, but it wasn't the only factor. And Lincoln would have kept slavery if he thought it would have helped him keep the Union together.
Yeah, he didn't outlaw slavery in the northern states. So that's correct. The idea that this is a slavery issue is nonsense.
What they died doing is enslaving the entire South because the South didn't want to be part of our country anymore. So the proper thing to do was say, great,
goodbye.
Don't let the door hit you in the butt on the way out, and then run guns down to the slaves until they manage to slaughter their so-called masters, and then your problem is solved.
By 1870, the Republicans already put an African-American in the Senate. By 1870, Hiram Rhodes revels. Your argument is insufficient for me.
Well, he's not arguing. He asked you a question.
In 1920, they burned down Rosewood.
Wait a minute. Okay, look. He asked you a question. That's not an argument. When you ask someone a question...
Go ahead.
Asked you a question. Does a candidate have to say that black lives do not matter in order to get your vote?
All lives matter.
Okay. So if somebody says black lives matter and all lives matter, and we mention black lives specifically because for 400 years nobody seemed to notice that black lives matter, then is that a perfectly reasonable thing to say?
What you're missing the point. I think you're missing the point.
Yeah.
This is the most... We donate seven times more than Europeans, but you love
them,
Europeans.
I don't care.
You love them.
We donate more than Europeans? Who's we?
Yes.
I think he's talking about the theft.
Which is a predominantly majority white country. We are more generous. We give. We are the most generous country in the world.
What does that have to do with anything?
Okay, so when we're not...
You're accusing the Republican Party who believe in self-sufficiency.
Okay,
he didn't say anything
about
the Republicans.
You're listening to a different show than I am. Stop telling me what I'm saying and listen to the words coming out of my mouth.
You didn't say anything about Republicans, nobody, at any point.
Yeah, I did not mention Republicans. I mentioned this moron.
What happened?
Who apparently the only thing you have to lose is...
You don't need to name. There's no need to name call here. But Andrew, what happened was you said you didn't like Jo Jorgensen because she's in favor of Black Lives Matter, and that's what led to nobody asking you the question that he asked you. So what is it specifically?
It's a Marxist group. They want to get rid of the black family.
None of that has anything to do with what she said. Did you even read her statement?
No.
Okay, well, maybe you should, because you're talking about Black Lives Matter, the organization, which is a few people with a web host, okay? I'm talking about the people out in the street who are not out in the street because they want to end the family.
Right.
They're out in the street because they don't want their family ended by police.
Absolutely true. You and I have been out at a few Black Lives Matter events. We've met these folks. There may be some Marxists who are running the, quote, organization, but for the most part, the people on the ground don't even know anything about that organization. They just like the idea of the police not killing peaceful people.
Yeah.
They like that idea. And the fact is, a lot more blacks get killed by the cops than, you know, proportional.
Yeah.
We're coming up here. Andrew, thanks for your call tonight. Definitely appreciate it. Looks like you got some research to do there. Hour number two is on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
T Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.